So if you could just begin by introducing yourself, please.
Hi, my name's Joe. I'm a third-year student here at the University of Edinburgh.
Okay, and what's going on here today, Joe?
Well, we've been here in occupation since last Wednesday. Today there's another march. I think people are marching down to the Parliament. It's unclear what will happen then. There's people who have been involved in organising it, but not centrally. This has been a kind of base of operations for people to come in and chat and kind of get together, that kind of thing.
Okay, and tell us about the occupation here. Why have you been occupying this building? What's it been like?
Well, the idea was to put pressure on the university to take a clearer stance on fees and cuts. They've been very good at being more anti-cuts than a lot of kind of leading places, but we would like them to go even further. We're also doing this to show our support for all the other occupations all across the country. I think it's been a really brilliant place to live the last week, frankly. We've been living together, there's been no arguments, we've been making all the decisions as a group. I personally think this is a model for how we should be living in larger groups in a more kind of commune style. And I think what we're doing here today and what's happening all across the country really shows how it can work.
But the situation for Scottish students or students in Scotland is slightly different, isn't it? Could you explain that?
Yeah, it is a bit kind of different. At the minute, they're not being directly affected by the proposed cuts. However, it's quite clear that in the next few years, they're very likely to be affected, especially because if the universities south of the border are charging such high fees, the universities here might struggle to keep up. I don't know, things like that. It's also important to note that there's no point us trying to fight alone. If we only fight for ourselves, everybody else falls, and once they're gone, there's nobody to help us. So we need to help them in their time of need, and then they'll help us when it comes around to Scotland, I guess.
Okay. And will you be going on the protest today?
I won't. I'm staying here to keep things organised and kind of keep track of where everyone is and so on.
So will the occupation of this building, Appleton Tower, be continuing past today?
It's continuing for the time being, yes. It will probably end in the next week or so, I'd imagine. But we'll keep it going as long as possible.
Thank you.
Thank you.